Welcome back to the program, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. I am getting inundated this morning with texts and emails from my friends down in Florida and family in Colorado and Arizona.
Something we did here in Wisconsin,
yes.
That is messing with their minds.
There is a story, a local story that is hitting the national news.
Which one is it this
it
time?
It is people picking this story up, and it's a shining. They're using it as a shining example of Wisconsinites and how we are.
It's not somebody getting involved with animals, is it?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
The story that I got sent to me is from Bayside, Wisconsin. It's covered by WISN. Bayside police said they arrested a woman for her second drunk driving offense after they caught her riding her motorcycle topless on I-43.
All right, that's the interstate down by Milwaukee.
She's riding the motorcycle. There's video of it. She's riding her bike. She's got her hands out.
It was hot, man.
The jacket undone, and she's letting the puppies breathe, and she's weaving all over the place. And then at the very end of the video, you guessed it, she crashes. Wipes out onto the street.
Tell me nobody in Florida has ever ridden their motorcycle topless before.
Apparently, this is a big deal. In the rest of the world, they're like, oh my gosh, look at what they're doing up there in Wisconsin. Let me, hey, I know somebody's up there. Let me clickety, clickety, clickety on the.
This is modern Lady Godiva. What's the problem here?
And my response has been, yeah, and? I said, I've been here a year. I'm used to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this now. You know,
but didn't somebody suggest to you when you moved up here that you would have to start drinking more than you did before?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, a fairly good friend of mine who's also in the broadcasting world called me on my last day of the show down there and said,
made fun of you, didn't he?
He said, where are you going to? I said, I'm going to Wisconsin. He goes, why? I said, what do you mean, why? I said, yeah, it's a good opportunity for me. He goes, do you drink? Well, you know, every now and then I'll have a glass of wine. He says, no. You need to start drinking heavily.
Drink more.
It's like that scene from Animal House.
Yeah, my advice to you is to drink heavily. You better listen to him, too. He's pre-med.
So there it is. This story is getting a lot of...
Well, please don't take directions from her. Don't ride your motorcycle topless, all right?
Too late. I'm going to do the show topless. I'm taking my clothes off.
Oh, God.
Come on. You want to see my chest
hair,
don't
you? You're going to blind me.
No. Stay over there.
It's like looking at the Raider, the Lost Ark of the Covenant when the Germans open it at the end of the movie.
Don't look, Marion! No. Stay over there. You can look, but you cannot touch. I'm not into that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just thanks for the compliment, but you know what I'm saying.
Another job left for the intern.
By the way, if you're looking for college credit for your broadcasting class and you'd like to come in at an ungodly hour, be abused verbally, and get no appreciation whatsoever.
Well, you sell it so well.
Seth.Mila@WSAU.com. So it got me thinking. Obviously, the reason this woman was in trouble, they believe she was stoned out of her mind on prescription drugs and alcohol. And obviously, if she's drinking, she's not drinking healthy drinks. That's what messes you up. You drink the bad stuff. You got to drink good and healthy drinks, which I happen to have a list here in my hand to help all of Wisconsin now understand what are good, healthy drinks.
Now, these are alcoholic drinks that are healthy?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
They're going to say there's a tiny bit of strawberry in a pina in a strawberry daiquiri.
Well,
there's
milk in a White Russian, right?
Cream.
Cream.
All right. So we're going to stretch reality beyond all possible belief.
Here we go. According to Gizmodo, Gizmodo.com, here are 9 drinks that are, well, relatively healthy. Vodka and soda. Simple but boring. Low in calories, 96 per 1.5 ounces. Other than that, there's really no nutrition to it. But it's, you know, it's the beginning.
It's not going to make you fat.
Yeah. This is Michelada. It's made from lager, limes, Worcestershire sauce, and hot sauce.
Never heard of it.
A little salt and pepper. It has vitamin C from the limes. And believe it or not, Worcestershire sauce has a lot of other vitamins in it, too. Just whiskey and or gin. Same deal with the vodka and soda. Not high in calories, but no real positive nutritional value.
Didn't they, for a while, was advertising low-calorie whiskey? It was like whiskey light.
Yeah, why? Just drink it neat or on the rocks. Sugary mixers defeat the nutritional purpose, of course. Wine. Wine has lots of nutrients because it's basically just decayed fruit. decayed fruit. It has iron, potassium, magnesium, antioxidants. There's also only 120 calories in a 5-ounce glass, give or take. The Manhattan, all right, made of bourbon, sweet vermouth, Angostura bitters.
Oh, how could this be good for you?
It's mainly wine and bourbon, therefore it's good for you. It has the same benefits as those drinks alone, and the bitters actually can cure an upset stomach. So there it are. You have a little upset tummy? I'll have a Manhattan. Now, going with what you said, got to have some fruit juice in there. Mimosas and Bellinis.
Yeah.
Bellini is just a mimosa with peach juice instead of orange juice. The main health benefits from the vitamins and so forth in the fruit juices, though there are some antioxidants in the champagne, the trade-off is that you get a lot of calories, however. Guinness. Now, do I even need to explain?
I think it's listed as food in Britain. That's listed under food instead of drink.
It certainly is in Ireland. Do I even need to give any kind of explanation for Guinness? It's made from more whole grains than lager. You get some of the same nutritional benefits as you get from whole grain bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has fewer calories than a can of Coke.
Oh, and it's so tasty.
Do you like it room temp or cold?
Well, I learned how to drink it room temp when I was in England. I'll drink it either way. But, nobody wants to drink it warm here. I always get it cold here.
If I'm there, I'll drink it room temp. If it's here, I can't. Sangria, it's all fruit except for the red wine, gin, triple sec, etc. You can find recipes that are less sugary. You end up filling, if you get a full serving of one a fruit in one drink, fiber, vitamin C, potassium, antioxidants, vitamin B, it's all in there. And last but not least, the favorite breakfast food of Wisconsinites.
Yes, indeed.
The Bloody Mary.
Sure.
It's actually a low-calorie drink.
Unless you add all the other stuff to it.
Well, it's got tomato juice, extremely healthy for you. It's got vitamins A and C, potassium, antioxidants, plus the tomatoes, the horseradish, and celery all have cancer-fighting properties.
Not only celery, but in Wisconsin you get olives, you get pickles. Some places you get a slice of bacon. That's not too healthy, but
honey, I'm drinking this for my own good. Really.
That's exactly right. WSAU. See, we help you out.
Morgan Freeman's This Day in History, August 23rd. On this day in 1956, Norwegian politician Valgerd Svarstad Haugland was born. Now I know you're thinking, Morgan, who cares about Valgerd Svarstad Haugland? Well, I'll tell you who. Norwegians. Besides, who are you to talk to me that way? I'm Hollywood royalty. I was in Batman. Well, hell, even the dumb movie I was just in about magic is getting a sequel. Now, you give me attitude again, I'll smack you loopy with my Oscar. Okay. Have a nice Friday, dumbass.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.